Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Appreciate you being here. Tough loss. Guys fought and battled, but didn't do enough to win the game. Didn't do the winning things that we needed to do to win the game. Made plays, but not enough, and made some mistakes that cost us. And everybody's disappointed. You know, everybody's hurt because he worked so hard. I mean, this is a team that fights. You know, this team that works. This team that prepares. This team is a confident team that wants to do well. Got a bunch of, you know, really strong men in there that do that. And so, you know, it's disappointing to them. They're more disappointed than anybody. All of us are. That's how it is. So we're all disappointed. But that doesn't mean you know, it just means you got to come back. You got to find, you don't get what you want all the time in life, even if you work for it. But you got to earn it. You know, you got to earn it by doing the things that are required. And we have not done a good enough job of that.
Well, they've earned something, that's for sure. That's John Harbaugh, who eventually spoke to the media last night after they blew an 11-point fourth-quarter lead, lose to the Patriots 28-24, and they fight, and they do scratch, and they crawl, and they lose. That's their 15th blown fourth-quarter lead since 2020. That's the most in football. And Bones got some stats. Double-digit leads blown in the fourth quarter, leads blown in the second half. They lead all of the NFL in these categories.
Well, they're the worst fourth-quarter defense in the NFL since 2021. So how many? That's three coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some common denominators there. The GM, who sucks. Like, I mean, you guys can tell me how he should stay and Harbaugh should go. No, these two should be joined at the hip. If you're starting over, get them all out of here. Like, he doesn't know how to build a winning defense. He doesn't appreciate pass rush. He doesn't pay for it. He sucks at drafting it. And somehow Owe leaves the building and is immediately a difference maker over there. Aloe Gilman is the fourth best safety on this team, maybe. He's not a good football player. He had no future with the Chargers. Like, what's going on? Like, are you kidding me? It's a garbage product. They're 3-6 at home. They played 10 games this season against what I would dub to be real quarterbacks. They're 2-8. They beat Caleb Williams in like his second road game with Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams would light their ass on fire right now. And they beat Joe Burrow on a day where he was trying to get out of Cincinnati and didn't want to play football.
Played well yesterday.
Like, nah, this isn't about fight. This is the big leagues. You got a coach who we played the hell out of it before the season started because I thought they're probably frauds, who wouldn't admit that it's Super Bowl or bust. They play word games. You had a GM who, while the Bills are out signing Josh Allen, says he doesn't have much to do this offseason. Not we're going to sell out to get Lamar here long term. Not let's go and actually try to use free agency as a weapon. Let's try to man, next offseason might be a big deal. But I'm watching safeties on film. Okay. Like, you got an owner who hasn't opened his mouth publicly to talk about his football product in, I don't know, 6-7 years, who did it one time, called four people at a league meeting, in part because he wanted to rail on the Browns for signing Watson. He berated his quarterback, right? Said his quarterback doesn't think he deserves my money. Said, give me the lease I want. You can look all this up. Give me the lease I want or I'm selling the team. He then went on Marlon's podcast and said, I'm not keeping the team and my family. At some point, I'm going to sell it. Dick Cass leaves. There's no press conference. There's no explanation. He hires the worst general manager in NFL history to now lead his football team in that office. Every day, the buck stops with Sashi because Steve's on his boat. Steve doesn't hold people accountable publicly. No one has any idea what he's thinking outside of an inner core. He shows up to games but isn't in the building, and they're run like a team that has an absentee landlord. The GM literally told you before the offseason started, we're good. Don't have much to do. How about the chef's kiss of signing Andrews when you didn't have to? How's that working out for him and Likely? I mean,
Likely hadn't called
they
ball
piss
in
away
two weeks.
The offseason. They piss away the trade deadline. They sign people when they do stupid things, like have one-day holdouts like Bateman, and they put the gun to their head, and then they get them to sign on the cheap. They don't explore anybody else's outside free agency. The coach talks to you like you've never seen football before, like you are morons who don't know what you're watching. We just did it again last week when he tried to tell you, home field, schmome field. What's it matter? Well, it certainly didn't matter to you in the fourth quarter. But the defense has been broken in the fourth quarter since 2021. You can take it back to Wink. Since 2022, they've allowed 8 more passing touchdowns in the fourth quarter than any other team in the NFL. It wasn't a good fourth quarter defense with McDonald, who had the secret sauce. Was Zach Orr ready to be a D coordinator? Hell no. Has Harbs lost his fastball? Probably. Is the GM over his head? Yeah. Was anybody else in the NFL hiring Sashi Brown as their team president? Get the F out of here. It's the same mooks mooking it up year after year after year. Even Monk. I love Monk. Abject failure.
It
was Kansas City championship game 2.0.
That was one game where the defense did their job.
Their culture is warped.
But even then, you could say Kansas City. John can talk to Monk in the head.
It's on John.
Trust me.
The buck stops with John.
He's the head coach.
But hey, why isn't Henry in the game?
Yeah.
But the reality is, this is an organizational failure of a season across the board. Coaching staff, front office, personnel. They were the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. And now, more than likely, a hell of a lot more likely than not, their game in Week 18 is going to be meaningless. And not because they can rest their starters for the playoff game, because their season's over. And their season ended how it began.
Yep.
You had a 2-score lead in the fourth quarter, and things were looking up, and you had over a 90% chance to win that football game. And then you just tripped over your own feet. And the defense, guys, like Drake May, career high numbers in completions, in yards, just tearing you up. And we're talking all last week how, they don't really have a ton of standout guys.
Apologies, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs turned back the clock
on him. He destroyed them last night.
Had his second.
The defense is garbage.
Well, yeah.
I told you all year, they only tend to play anybody real. They get eviscerated.
Had his second best game of the season. The only game that topped it was the game in Buffalo where they beat the Bills. But your defense couldn't get a stop. Zay Flowers fumbles again.
Yeah,
Derrick Henry fumbles
at the beginning.
Well, that's
which
his
really
first fumble since week 3.
But he's talking Buffalo. Yeah. There's a lot of correlation.
It's just missteps after. And now they've lost fumbles in the fourth quarter in 4 of their losses.
Yeah,
they're tied with Seattle for most fumbles lost all year long, and that was their 6th loss at home, which is a franchise.
It's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. And last night was just a freaking microcosm of their whole entire season. The self-inflicted wounds, the fumbles, the mistakes, the injuries.
Lamar hurt again.
Yeah, Lamar, man, he could hardly walk in the locker room after the game. I don't think we're seeing him on a football field again. The coaching errors. Just everything that you could do when you get hit that fork in the road and there's the right decision on the left side and the wrong decision on the right side, they're going right every time. They're going to make the wrong decision. And even when they did stuff right, they would do stuff wrong in the process. Like the one drive they scored a touchdown, they had 2 false starts on that drive.
Offensive line.
Like it's incredible to me. And it seems like they'll come at, like last night, for example, kind of like Buffalo, but not as much. They come out like a house of fire. They go right down the field and score. They're going right down the field again, and Henry fumbles. And it derails the whole first half. They're never right again the rest of the first half. So, like, they're getting their just desserts.
Yes, they are.
This is who they are. This is not the football gods. They're not good.
They're a bad team.
They're not good. And you know what? They're going to have some soul searching this offseason because I don't think they're winning another game this year. And they're going to have to reevaluate how they do everything.
But do you really think they're going to do that?
I think that. So here's what I think. I don't think Steve's going to talk to us. But I know that Steve talks to everybody at the end of the season, whether it's on the boat or in Jupiter or wherever, on the planet Jupiter. I don't think the coaching staff is back. I do think Eric's back, but I think he's going to get lit into by Steve. And I think Steve's going to fire this head coach. I also think Steve's going to have a huge hand in hiring the next one. That said, can Eric change the way he evaluates? I don't know. He's been doing it this way for a long time. Like, this is what he does. This is who he is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You can't continue to invest as heavily.
They have the worst fourth quarter defensive EPA by far since 2021. Right. Minus 137.61. Worse than Cincinnati. Worse than Washington. Like 43 passing touchdowns allowed in their last 66 fourth quarters. You know what that equates to? 16 games. That's 43 passing
touchdowns.
That's
a season.
Yeah. That's 8 more than anybody else in the league.
Did you know what was a chef's kiss last night? Marlon Humphrey tackles Booty on the 5-yard line way before the ball gets there. They don't call it. You get this gift. What happens? They score anyway.
But that's the issue, guys. Like, it's the inevitability where they have the ball at the 11-yard line and they're trailing by 3. Did anyone think they were going to close that game out?
Well, my question, I turned to you. I said it's a question whether it's a touchdown or a field goal.
They weren't going to end it in regulation at that point. It was the inevitability that New England's going to go down.
If you think this is what it looks like to be a cutthroat, live or die with every decision, pound the margins, do anything we can to get incrementally better as a roster, day in, day out, through the entire offseason, dude, you don't see guys coming in here Tuesdays for workouts. Like, it blows my mind what they get away with. And nobody calls them out on it. And I call them out on it in real time. And I'm being negative. I'm being real. I've covered the league for 20 years. I know how real teams operate. That when you abstain from free agency and hoard comp picks, when you refuse to invest in pass rushers and only get DBs, a lot of them tiny, none of them will make plays on the ball, including newly crowned $25 million Kyle Hamilton. When you pay an out-of-shape linebacker $20 million a year and no one has to run on you because they can just throw on you, including that linebacker, all day long, every real quarterback, since Andy Reid started doing it the first game last year. And their response is, not much to do this offseason. They're telling you how complacent they couldn't be flaunting it in your face more. And you sit out there for 4 hours and you watch this and they tell you home field doesn't matter. And then, boy, they go and back it up in the fourth quarter the way they've been backing up in the fourth quarter since Wink was still the scapegoat. Bro, the Wizard is the GM. If he gets fired, I'd be real interested to see where he lands, how much power he has.
Man, we got a lot to talk about.
Ortiz ripped him off. They had Ortiz here. He goes to the Chargers, rips him off at the trade deadline. Rips his ass off.
Always got 7 sacks.
Aloy Gilman, stop it.
Always got 7 sacks.
Dude, this is what... Fire Harbaugh. Go ahead. Fire him. They all should go. Make sure you blow up that front office, too.
Massive Monday show as the Ravens season is basically over. Mathematically, they're still alive, but they need the Browns to beat the Steelers and the Ravens to win in Green Bay. Alas, we have a big show today, and we will talk all about this situation from last night. and early this morning. Guest-wise, it's the usual Monday guest, Jonah Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, Baltimore Banner, covers the Ravens. He was there last night. We had his thoughts on what he saw. And Cordell Woodland got a fan perspective of the game last night. He was there. Ask him how that was for him and what he thought of the Ravens' collapse. He joins us at 5.
How did the Steelers do yesterday?
They
because I remember you guys were saying Omar Khan should be fired. But it's interesting. No one but me will call out.
It's the funny. BS that's not that what goes we said. That's not what we said.
That's what you said. We said
if they miss the playoffs,
they got to be gone. What's happening here?
But they're going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Stop. You, Mook, said he should be fired. No, we said he should be fired if they miss the playoffs. If they miss the playoffs, they're going to make the playoffs.
So should Eric DaCosta be fired?
No.
Oh, there you go. That's exactly it. You fell into my trap. That's why I brought it up.
But Jason, who's accomplished more as a GM?
Yeah, the Steelers.
What's he accomplished?
Yeah, Omar Khan hasn't won a playoff game.
What has Eric DaCosta won?
He went to an AFC title game. He's done more than Omar.
He's won a couple playoff games.
Omar hasn't won. Oh, they're giving him extensions for doing nothing. They give him a 3-year contract extension for doing nothing.
Yeah, it's not a
what
trap.
What is this guy? Does Omar have Lamar Jackson?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He's the mook that brings in Aaron Rodgers.
It's the best roster. It's a joke roster. It's a joke roster.
It was an overrated roster. It was an overrated roster.
They went to the AFC title game two years ago.
It was a Jair Alexander's a joke. We're watching Snoop, who couldn't cut it with the Browns, because Cooper Rush sucks.
Dude, they signed a $10 million corner, and they cut him. Darius Slay's 35 years old.
So, Omar should be fired if they miss the playoffs.
But they're going to make the playoffs.
You're right.
Yeah, they're going to win
and
the
these mooks aren't.
But he's never
but
won
him,
a playoff
but let
game.
This guy, but let this guy pick a coach. Let him do it.
He's not going to pick it. Steve's going to pick it.
Okay.
Steve's going to pick the coach.
All right.
Steve picked Harbaugh.
Okay. Long time ago. Franchise wasn't worth $6 billion then. Yeah. Steve wasn't living on the yacht then. Steve still talked to the media then. Steve still held people accountable then. That's Dick Cass, not Sashi Brown. Steve picked the coach. I think Dick Cass picked the coach.
Coming up next, we need to talk about the other thing that happened. Well, there's a lot of things. We still haven't gotten to the Derrick Henry of it all. But Lamar got hurt again. Lamar's injury and what's it mean next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.